League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hey, guys.
It's
happening.
It's happening.
With Snooki and Joey.
Should I come in?
Cura. Hey, everyone. Happy Thursday.
It is Thursday in full effect.
It's Thursday. New episode tonight. And I'm not in the studio again.
That's okay. You're busy. You have 10 babies and 10 jobs.
Yeah, well, it was Lorenzo's first day of school today, so I couldn't get into the studio. But Joey's there, and since he's in preschool, so today is a huge mommy day for me. If you guys look at my Instagram, I have the pictures of them from this morning going to school.
Wait, what did they do? They wear little costumes, like little uniforms?
No, Lorenzo wore a uniform last year, but now he's in public, so he picked out his own outfit. And
did he wear Yeezys?
Huh?
Did he wear Yeezys?
No, we're poor, bitch.
Oh, sorry. What did Sissy wear?
I'm going to Walmart.
Does she have a little uniform?
No, Sissy's still in preschool.
Do you think she's going to get in a fight at school today?
Yes, I hope she pulls someone's hair. So the kitties are in school, and I have like a free day to like get all my shit done.
Y'all, well, I have a free
day.
What are
you doing? How's the studio?
The studio is beautiful. I turned on the red lights. You know how you can change a light color in here? Those Philips light bulbs they have.
Yes,
I want to buy them. I want to buy them, but like I think I'll be confused by how to like make computer light bulbs work. But they're really cute. I chose red today because I'm feeling sassy.
Oh.
So we have a lot to talk about. Yesterday was a milestone in our careers. We were acknowledged for our dance moves.
Do you want to just take
it from here?
So if you guys, if you live under a rock, you don't know, but Lindsay Lohan, she has a place in, Mykonos.
That's how you have a place in Mykonos, bitch.
Yes. So that is, it's called Lohan Beach Resort, is it?
Yeah. And she's filming a new MTV show there.
Yeah, so she's filming a new MTV show that's going to be like a docu-reality series of her just running the business. And basically all she does, I feel, is get drunk and just have a good time, which is like gold.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm super jealous of her life, and it's beautiful over there. Me and Joey definitely are going to make it over there soon.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
But there was a video that surfaced a couple of days ago of her dancing, and she had like the biggest like mom dance moves. It reminds me of JWoww in the club now after she had like six.
Tequilas.
Patron. So I sent it to her. I was like, oh my God, that's you. But it got picked up everywhere, her dance moves. So now there's a challenge called Do the Lilo. Hashtag Do the Lilo.
Yeah,
so me and Joey decided to do it because we had press yesterday for Jersey Shore. And we decided to do it before, we did an interview. And everyone loves our version of the dance. We did
you
it exactly
really killed
the same
it.
As
that's because you
went
on dance. You went on Dancing with the Stars. That's how you knew the moves exactly, and you have the hair to match.
I
was just happy to be nominated.
And
everyone's
Lilo.
Doing it. Go ahead. I'm sorry, we're getting off track. Tell the big news.
So Lindsay ended up seeing our video, and she commented like three times in the video. She was like, "Oh my God, amazing!" Hashtag MTV family.
Yeah.
So now. With Lindsay Lohan, and she acknowledged us, which is amazing. And I love the fact that like she's not getting upset that people are like doing her video, because I could see her being like, "Oh, they're making fun of me." But no, this bitch loves it.
She's embracing it, especially now that she's a reality star. This is really almost the second venture she's had in the reality spectrum. So you kind of have to have a tough skin when you're really exposing yourself out there in the media. So she's getting used to the spotlight again really quickly. And it's, everyone from Chrissy Teigen, Rumor Willis, Jenna Dewan, Selma Blair, everyone's talking about it. And now Snoopy and Joey are are nominated as well because we got the challenge down and we learned that dance in like 5 seconds. Everyone's saying, how did you study for the dance? We just looked at it. We're just trained dancers.
No, we tried it for like, we tried it twice and then we were like, oh my God, we got it. And we just like did it. But Devin Sawa, oh, I love him. He's amazing. He needs to get on our podcast. He comments incredible.
He's from the 90s.
Yes, because we're amazing. And all my friends commented. They were like, this is amazing. How many? I feel like we got over 1 million views already.
I'm sure we have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lindsay has yet to comment on my repost, but, you know, you can't win them all. But that's really exciting that she's noticed you. And, yeah, so if you're in Mykonos, go over to the Lohan Beach Resort and start dancing like a... props to Lilo. Well, also, there's a new catchphrase we got out of it. All day at press yesterday, all of us were screaming in the video. So the DJ says, honey, that's how you throw a party in Mykonos, bitch. So everything that happened that day, it was Vinny and I were actually spearheading the project. And everything we say, that's how you open a door in Mykonos, bitch. And she's like, that's how you get some powder in Mykonos. We kept going and going and going. So if you looked at the story yesterday on Instagram, you'd notice it and you see how funny it was. But so it's kind of take off. It's kind of new catchphrase of the new fall season.
It's happening.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, so let's talk about Jersey Shore. Tonight is a new episode at 8 on MTV, and I'm happy to announce that it's not going to be Ron drama the whole freaking episode. Like, Ron, I love you, a lot of drama, but, like, I feel like we need a break from all that emotional drama and just, you know, go back to us being drunk and having fun and just being stupid. So tonight is a new episode. We go to...
Mykonos,
we go to an
baby?
Italian restaurant, we get wasted, we have wine, and then we go out on the strip, and we're basically just partying on the strip all night. So that's going to be so much fun. We all got wasted. I cannot wait. So tonight is going to be a good episode, guys. You're going to love it. And again, make us trend, because then if you make us trend, then we come for another season.
Does Angelina come tonight?
So JS Family Vacation. And yes, Angelina arrives tonight. And you could see that go down. It's insane, but it's such a good time. She's a hot mess.
Well, speaking of the show, Mike, can I just do some humble bragging for you real quick? My best friend and soul sister and MoMA is nominated for Best Reality Star on The People's Choice, and the show is nominated for Best Reality Series and Best Reality Comeback and Best Reality Everything. They have like 12 People's Choice Awards, and I'm so proud to know all my friends are doing so well on that show.
Yes, queen. So we just got the news yesterday. So I'm going to actually pull up what we're nominated for and where you can vote. You can vote till, I think, the 16th.
And you can vote as many times you want.
Yeah. But the only thing that's annoying is it's on the E! Network. So, of course, we're always up against the Kardashians, and they're obviously going to win because it's their home. But I feel like we deserve to win one thing. Like, come on. Like, yeah. The Kardashians, they've been killing it for years. Pass the torch, bitches. Let us win something, and then you can get back to winning your awards.
Yeah.
You guys can go to pca.eonline.com. You could vote there for everything. So the reality show of 2018, you got Basketball Wives, Chrisley Knows Best, Gold News. Rush, Jersey Shore, yep, that's us, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Love and Hip Hop, Love and Hip Hop New York, Queer Eye, Teen Mom, Housewife of Atlanta, Housewife of New York, Vanderpump Rules. So if you guys could vote for Jersey Shore, that would be amazing. I think this is voting to actually get nominated for the category.
Oh, so, that's a preliminary.
Yeah, preliminary.
So preliminary and Chris.
And then for, where is it? What was it? Social Star. Oh, so there's Social Stars? Wow.
All
how
these,
crazy.
Who knew?
Social Stars. Got male artists, movies.
Get nominated for best podcast?
Oh, I wish. I feel like they have podcast awards. We should get nominated.
We should go to that one, yeah.
And then they have 12 nominations for the show of 2018. So you got 13 Reasons Why, 9-1-1, mm-hmm. America's Got Talent, Grey's Anatomy, Modern Family, Saturday Night Live, The Big Bang Theory, The Good Doctor, The Walking Dead. Woo! I'm voting for that. This Is Us, Will and Grace, WWE Raw.
You're not nominated in that category? Fun.
No, I think those are... No. I think we're nominated for three things. Revival show. So we're
that's
a part
it.
Of
that's
this
the
one.
One.
The Revival show of 2018. You have American Idol, Arrested Development, Dynasty, Fear Factor, Jersey Shore! Make sure you vote for us, guys.
Yes.
Lost in Space, Love Connection, One Day at a Time, Queer Eye, Trading Spaces, Will and Grace, X-Files. I mean, I feel like we're up against three big ones, but Jersey Shore, please vote for us, guys. We would love to win something. The reality show of 2018, I already said that.
Her trophy case is half empty. She needs new ones.
There's competition show, male TV star.
Paul's nominated for that, isn't he?
Male TV star, Andrew Lincoln. No, those are all actors. Joey Kimmel.
I'm nominated as well.
The female TV star. And
Is
I think
Caitlyn
there was a reality
Jenner for that?
Let's see the reality. The drama star, comedy star, calm down, TV talk shows, nighttime competition contestant. Wow. Okay, the reality TV star of 2018.
That's
you
me.
Have Antoni Perosky.
Antony from the Queer Eye.
Okay, Queer Eye. Bethany Frankel, Housewife New York. Joanna Gaines, Fixer Upper. Jonathan Van Ness, Queer Eye.
Mm-hmm.
Khloe Kardashian, Keeping Up with Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Kardashian, same show. Mm-hmm. Lisa Vanderpump, Beverly Hills. NeNe Leakes of Atlanta. Nicole Snooki Polizzi of Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
I like that one.
Vote for me, bitches. Nikki Bella, yep. Love her. I'm also up against a castmate, Pauly D. Del Vecchio, Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh.
So this is a hard one. I'm just lucky to be mentioned, honestly.
I'm just honored to be nominated.
Yeah, thank you guys. But I would love to make it past the preliminaries.
Yeah, I think
so. You guys vote for me, please.
I love that. Do you know when you left yesterday in the car, some guy drove by on a bike and he screamed, "Yeah, I love you, Vinny D." And we're like, it's just Vinny. He got Vinny D and Pauly D and Vinny mixed up together and made me chuckle.
How do you get that mixed up? One's white and one's tan.
I don't know. Well, congratulations to all the nominees, and we will see how this goes out. So find out how to vote and then do that for all of
us. Yeah, so you go to pca.enline.com, and you guys can vote there. So thank you.
Jones. I have a list of topics I'd like to thumb through, if I may.
If I may. Oh, my God. So much to talk about.
I'm not going to talk about my Amazon order till later in the show because I don't want to shock people this early in the morning.
Yeah, save that for last.
Did you see Watch What Happens Live with Ashley Simpson? Ashley Simpson is back in full effect with her husband, what's his name? Evan Ross, Diana Ross's son.
I haven't seen, but tell me.
Well, wait, she was on, they were on, they have a new show on the E! Channel called, from Ashley with Love. I don't know what it's called.
Really?
Yeah, her and her husband, Ashley Simpson's husband, have a new reality show. It's Diana Ross's son, and it's called, Meet the Rosses. I don't know what it's called. But it's following their music and, their docuseries. And I was a big fan back in the day when she had her little show on MTV, Pieces of Me or whatever it was called, or the Ashley Simpson show. I don't know what it was called, but she is back. I think she's very cute. She definitely was intoxicated on Watch What Happens Live. She was very giggly. She was very giggly and slurring and, hiding her face. And it was just, a lot to deal with. You definitely knew she was a bomb. But they feed you drinks on that show, so it's kind of with the territory. I don't know. I like her a lot, and I'm excited to see her more of her and her fashions. I think she's really cute. I like her nose job. She had that a while ago, though.
Oh, yeah. She got that a while ago.
I don't know. I'm just really excited to see more of Ashley Simpson. Her and her husband have a single together, and then she has a new album coming out. So, and her new little reality
queen.
Show. So,
I know her husband sang.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited for her. I don't know what the husband sounds like, but I'm sure it's fine. But I like her a lot, and I'm excited.
The pieces of me.
On a Tuesday, I'm waiting.
On a Monday.
Oh, that's how it goes.
It's happening.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Did you want to discuss that spooky movie show you're going to make me watch?
Oh, my God. So American
it's coming out today or tomorrow. It comes out tonight, right?
So I've been waiting for this moment because I've always been a huge fan of American Horror Story. Murder House, it was the best season ever. And then there was the second one I didn't like. But then the third one, I think, was Coven.
I like the Gaga one.
Yes. No, I didn't really like them.
Okay.
So I liked The Mansion, I liked the Haunted House one, and I also liked Coven. So both my favorite both seasons are actually combined to one. I'm just really excited. It's out September 12th, Coven and...
Not Coven, Apocalypse.
No, I know. Coven and Haunted House mixed in one, and it's the Apocalypse. So I'm super excited. September 12th. Everyone mark your calendars because I'm going to be live tweeting because I cannot wait for that.
Who is in this now? Is that Kathy Bates back and that Sarah
Paulson?
Yes, she's
back. Yeah, but I'm so excited.
It's Sarah Paulson. And who is that hot guy with blue eyes, Cheyenne Jackson? Is he in back?
I forget their real names, but it's going to be amazing. So should we just talk about Colin Kaepernick and Nike?
Yes. Everyone's wiling
First
out.
Of all, everyone, calm the fuck down. Okay. I get everyone has different opinions, and that's great, but it doesn't make sense to me that
it's really out of
like
hand.
Nike could be expensive. Like the shoes can be expensive, the gear. Nike's not cheap. So for you to be so pissed off that you're going to actually burn literally your money.
I know you already bought it.
Like, is that how you're protesting? Because you're literally burning your money.
Well, let me explain what happened. So Colin Kaepernick is a football player, and he made a lot of headlines last year when he was during the national anthem, when he was playing the games, he would take a knee and not to support Black Lives Matter. And during national anthem, he wouldn't stand up because he feels that the injustice system in this country is unfair and racist, and he doesn't want to take any part of American anything until everything's equal. But that was his protest he was doing, and a lot of people were outraged in the football community, fans of football, and just, you know, fans of America in general were saying it was disrespectful and blah, blah, blah. So there's all these sides. Everyone's fighting about who's right and who's wrong in the situation.
He started kneeling about the police brutality.
Oh, yeah, injustice. That's what I meant. About police brutality, about all the young black kids that were getting killed and shot out. So he was using that as a platform to stand in solidarity with them. And, you know, of course, everything broke out and made headlines and everything. So a lot of people, you know, ended up getting fired from football or quit or something. He's not playing football anymore. I don't know what happened. I don't watch sports. But now Nike has named him the new face of their campaign. And it says you have to risk everything to lose it all or something. What does it say? You can't.
Basically that.
So his new slogan. So everyone's up in arms. Wiling out about Nike, saying I'm going to ban Nike. I'm never going to shop with them again. How disrespectful! You hate America. You're un-American for supporting him and blah blah blah. So everyone's burning up their shit in the backyard and saying they're protesting about Nike and wiling out. And it's just a big drama, a lot of drama surrounded. I for one will take all the Nike clothes because I love all Nike stuff. And I don't know anything about sports or politics, so I really don't get involved in that world, but I do like fashion and I wear a size extra large. I'm just putting it out there, everyone.
Okay.
I have Nike on right now. You saw my Nike socks that I've been wearing up to my knees lately.
Yeah. And also I guess everyone is selling their Nike stuff on eBay because they don't want it. I know, like, calm down, people.
Just like for one instance, this is my protest as well. When all the gays were protesting Barilla because they supported anti-gay marriage, everyone's throwing out their macaroni. I was like, fuck that. Nothing's going to stop me from eating macaroni. I don't care if they kill someone in front of me. I'm going to eat macaroni.
So they were like, yeah, all the gays were like taking videos of themselves throwing out their Barilla Pasta in the garbage can. I was like, girl, bring it over here. So I am more than happy to take it off your hands. I don't believe in random stupid protests like that don't get anything accomplished. Throwing shit out. Grow up.
Seriously. Sorry.
And I will take your gnocchi and your pasta. Kura. That wraps up the political portion of the show.
Yeah, we hate being political, so I feel like we just have to mention that. So you guys know, or if you don't know, I'm a huge Marvel fan. I love the Avengers.
What's Marvels?
Marvel, the comic books.
Okay.
So obviously Avengers, the last one, left us all pissed and upset and what the fuck's going on. So yesterday, EW released the cover feature of Captain Marvel, who is, I'm guessing, the hero who's going to save everyone. And all the women are freaking out because Captain Marvel is coming out on International Women's Day in 2019. So I'm super excited.
Who's Captain Marvel saving people from?
I don't know if it's just her movie in general, or I think it's just her movie and then the Avengers comes out. But did you watch The Last Avengers?
No.
Oh, then do your homework. Stop being gay.
Well, I can't be. I don't like sports or sport heroes. Well, this is Wonder Woman or Superman?
No, Captain Marvel. It's another person. And just to let you know, since we were together yesterday, we didn't end up having pizza, and yesterday was National Cheese Pizza Day.
It was?
Yeah,
I'm glad that's a great segue, because I'm back on my strict diet. After you've been fat fucks all summer, I have to I have to reel it back in. So I want to talk a lot about fitness and health for a little bit now, because I'm back on the grind and I have some things to say.
Okay. Are you breaking news right now?
I will start with my new gym. I need to find a new gym, everyone. And I'm a little PO'd because only two options in my neighborhood are either really expensive, which aka Equinox, which is like $250 a month, which I'm not going to pay because I know myself and I might work 1 month, I don't want to go and I waste all that money. And then the other option is New York Sports Club, which is just disgusting. It's like trash in there. So there's really nothing in between in my neighborhood. So I have to either pick to pay something where they have like cute environment and great classes and everything, or it's like literally a prison. And I might go with the prison because I know myself and I won't. I don't know, maybe I'll be really inspired by going to Equinox and just go every day. But then maybe I'll just be turned into a fat fuck again and never go and then not be able to get out of that contract. What do I do?
I just feel like, what gyms do you go to now?
I don't go to any gym now. I used to have the gym in my apartment, remember? The one upstairs on the roof. And I don't live there anymore.
Sign up to a freaking gym. Sign up to a gym. You're making money now. I don't know. Anyone, anywhere, honestly. But any gym is good. It's not about like the membership somewhere. It's about gym.
So I think I'm going to join New York Sports Club because I can go to anyone in the city and they're just really not cute.
But I think it's a good motivation. And I said this last time.
Yeah, and if I start really going and I really like it and I need something better.
You get a trainer for the first like month so you know what you're doing and you can't, call out on your trainer because then you're just losing money. So get a trainer for a full month, like a cheap one, and they help you just get back into the groove. And then I feel like you lose weight quick. You'll be in shape by freaking Halloween.
By Halloween, yeah. So I'm probably going to go up with the New York Sports Club because it's not as expensive and it's literally like two blocks from my house. So I probably do that to start. And then if I'm really in the mode and like going hardcore and really, then I'll treat myself and I'll get the more expensive membership somewhere else because I don't know, I'm like involved in it and like in it to win it. But I just know myself. I'll just go there to like, use the free Kiehl's products if I go to the other one. But I'm going to do that. And I'm also going to, I also do Beachbody. And then my diet, I've been like, I want to go back on what I was doing. I was doing the paleo diet and a little bit of F-factor. So paleo means it's just like what the cavemen ate, but it's really just like no bread, no carbs, no sugar, all that shit, just eating like lean proteins and lots of green vegetables and not really any dairy, maybe a little dairy here and there, but that's what I lost all my weight on. And I use the F-factor diet as well. And that's like when you eat tons of fiber and clean and lean. So I'm going to go back on that. I want to do keto, but I'm also getting old now and I don't want my heart to explode from all that cholesterol. It's not for everyone.
See, I'm like not into these like name brand diets. Honestly, just like eat healthy, drink a lot of water. Like for me, all I do is chicken, you know, vegetables, salad.
Yeah, lots of green vegetables.
I just drink a lot of water and I lose weight. So yeah. Because, you know, we're in the, you know, we're millennials and we have to like go by all these name diets. You don't. Like, it's not, yeah. Don't get yourself worked up.
Exactly. And the workouts too. Just be active somehow. Whatever you can do, be active and be mindful of what you eat. Don't drink soda and sugars and shit like that. Don't.
Yeah, just eliminate all the sugars and carbs from your diet, and you'll see how much weight you'll lose.
Yeah, no bread, no pasta, no sugar, no candy, no fried food. And you.
Okay, I feel like let's move on because everyone hates when you talk about diets.
It's happening.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
So, Jersey Shore Twitter, can you go on your phone since you're in the studio go on Jersey Shore Twitter and play for me the new clip that they just posted for tonight?
Yes.
So it's like a minute and 40 long, and it's basically me telling the roomies that Angelina's coming, and I'm freaking out because we didn't realize Ron's drama was going to be so crazy, and we didn't want Angelina to come into that because she wasn't a part of the family to help him. So it was like too much, and everything was just going crazy. So can you play that clip for everyone?
Yes, right now. Mm-hmm.
That's what's showing tonight.
Okay, let's play it.
Jesus, take me. I just got the text in the bathroom that Angelina is on her way. We're down a meatball, even though she's not a meatball. She's like a meatloaf, like, oh, you know, we have nothing in the fridge. I'm starving. Let's just pop in a meatloaf. Like, once in a while, you might want it. That's Angelina.
I think we should go to the wedding chapel and have Vitty Berry, little Polly. No? Yeah. Okay.
Ew, bitch.
I was just trying to be nice. Me. I should just always be a bitch. This shit. I'm out.
What happened now? What happened now?
You're gonna hate me for this.
Wait. Anything that you can say in front of me, you can say in front of me.
I wanted to bring you to the wedding chapel so you can marry Polly.
Oh my God, are you serious?
And then when he comes home, he's married and he has no idea.
Wait, I have news, guys.
What do you think? They should get married today.
I'm freaking
out. And
then
when Polly comes home, he's married.
Let's maybe like just, we don't have to go
Mike, Angelina's on her way.
Can we like go to like a back truck? Wait, what?
I just said that!
What? Wait, you're serious?
Yeah, she texted me. All right, I got time off of work. I'm taking off right now. I'll see you tonight.
I hate you, Nicole.
Yeah, actually.
Oh my God!
Let's get real going out without Nicole. We've already been through so much here. I can't picture any more drama. It's like throwing more gasoline onto the fire.
Who invited her? I want to know.
I was trying to be nice.
This is the worst vacation ever.
Well, that was lovely.
How rude is everyone?
I know. Like, she's not that bad. I like Angelina. I think she's funny.
I think she's a hot mess.
Can we talk about Angelina, how she wears a floral romper every day of her life?
Angelina loves florals, and I swear to God, she wears this one floral romper every press.
It's all different colors.
I need to take her shopping. I got to take her shopping. I can't.
Well, why don't you take her shopping at your new boutique?
Yeah.
We could do a style makeover on her for the E! Channel. I have a Whole Foods story. I walked past and started screaming at people.
Psycho.
So, have you heard last week, I was freaking out about Whole Foods, how they don't supply, provide carts for their customers, and I called the manager.
Just because
they
annex the line.
I know, I call every single day just to make sure, because I'm on, and I went in the store, and it's not just me. All community people are freaking out about it, asking, where's the carts, where's the carts? And like, we ordered them, they're coming. So I've been calling every day just to, you know, put a crink on their side. And I'm going to start protesting outside the store. So I walked past today holding my phone screaming, trash, pure trash, don't go in there. They don't provide carts for their customers. And then I started tweeting hateful things at them. I sent hateful, violent emails to the manager and to the corporation.
You're literally using.
I know. I don't care. Get your shit together, Whole Foods 87th Street. I'm coming for you. And I will not let rest until there's 500 fucking carts in that store for me to use by myself. Get it the fuck together. Sorry, that was my public service announcement. Whole Foods 87th Street is a fucking nightmare. They don't give you carts. So I've been wiling out. I've been wiling out.
Screw you, said, Whole Foods.
But then I'm too fat to go to the fairway two blocks down because then I have to carry all those heavy groceries. And I live right across the street from the Whole Foods. So now I can't do any grocery shopping until further notice. But thank God the studio is right by my old house where the Trader Joe's is. So I'm going to go to Trader Joe's right after this and take a car home so they can go fuck off.
I love Trader Joe's.
I know, me too. I'm going to get all the good stuff. I love their turkey meatballs. Those the fully cooked turkey meatballs. You just pop them in the microwave with over some spinach, and it makes the best quick little meal.
I love their cauliflower pizza. My kids love it.
Yeah. Good all around.
Okay, so before we close the show today, sorry it's a short one, but guys, I'm really excited because I'm going to my shop right now, the Snooky Shop, and I'm going to try and open it. And yeah, I'm just getting into my space right now. So I'm super excited to do that. But I decided to end the show with a story that Joey texted me the other day on what he actually purchased on Amazon.
Oh, my God.
He's a freak.
Okay. I don't know what got into me. Maybe it's my testosterone shots, but I was on Amazon.
It's
I was thinking, well, actually, I was talking to a guy online that I had a crush on, and I think that he likes to stick it in guys' butts, and I have not done that since, like, probably I was, like, 21 years old. So I said, you know what? What's the harm of trying some preventative exercises just in case we go out on a date one day and he wants to stick it in my butt? So I got a full set of bottom training camp, full set of equipment I need. So I bought two different dildos, a small size and a large size, a suction cup and realistic feel.
I bought
an anal douche bulb that squirt water up your coolie and you pee it out. And I bought a big 30-ounce gown size of lubricant and a tarp.
Oh, my God.
I sent her the
art. Okay, so when you're practicing this ritual, because Joey wants to be a power bottom now.
I'm going to try this,
are you gonna light candles in your room play
some Peebo Bryson, perhaps?
Play some music and
soft
put
music
on a porno. How are you gonna do this?
Well, I'm gonna suction
you're
cup to my dresser.
Yourself.
Remember, I did a live reenactment of what I did the first time with my dresser.
You're disgusting.
Well, I also have Lucite chairs, so I might suction cup it to a Lucite chair and just have a seat. I'm not sure what's gonna happen, but I want to keep things mess free, so that's why I got the charm.
Hey, why don't you just take a seat right here,
ma'am? I'm gonna have to ask you to to sit down.
Oh my God.
So I'll keep you updated on my progress. That's why I bought two different sizes. I'm not even sure the smallest one, with the insertable length of 5.4 inches or something, if that's gonna work.
I
might have to size down. But
all
I will
right,
keep everyone posted on my journey.
Yeah. I think me and the listeners can wish you good luck.
Thank you. And if you're a power top and you
want
to
try it tonight,
if you want to ram me in the coolie, just let me know. I should be up and running by Thursday, next Thursday.
All right, so that's how I want to end the show today, guys. Make sure you watch Jersey Shore tonight at 8 on MTV. It's going to be a good time. We all get wasted and we're all stupid. So we love you. We'll see you next week and have a good weekend.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
Happening.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.